A day of sights, sounds and activities for all ages will be offered at the 7th Highway to Heroes Car Show to be held Saturday, July 22 at the Moose Jaw Exhibition Grounds. The car show is sponsored by Friends of the Forces Fellowship, with proceeds to assist military families, veterans, cadets and other community projects. All vehicles of interest are welcome at the show, with prizes to be awarded to Best Modern Car and Truck, Best Classic Car and Truck, Best of Show, and new this year will be the Best Custom Built Award. The first 200 vehicles to attend will receive commemorative dash plaques. Car show gates open at 8:30 a.m. with two entrances off Thatcher Drive East. Spectator walk-in gates open at 10 a.m. Admission is $10 for adults, $5 for anyone 6 to 12 years, and free for preschool ages, anyone in military or first responders uniforms. The connection of the show to 15 Wing and other military agencies will be secured by a two-ship flypast of Harvard's from 15 Wing. The flypast will take place around 11:45 a.m., courtesy of 15 Wing and the Canadian Armed Forces. Musical entertainment. Also coming from 15 Wing will be the musical entertainment for the day. The band Noise Complaints will perform at 11 a.m. and again at 1:30 p.m., offering exhibitors and spectators a variety of rock music band members call Loud 80s Hairband Rock and Roll. The band for the car show will include Stefan Jelson, student pilot, on drums, Mike McMillan, IT, on rhythm guitar, Tony Hill, student pilot, on rhythm and lead guitar, Jesse Starko, student pilot, on rhythm, lead guitar and piano, Andrew Klinger, 15 Wing Padre, on bass, and James Stokes, captain at 2CFFTS, on piano and vocals. The original lineup for what would become the Noise Complaints was formed for the 15 Wing Battle of the Bands in 2019. After each song, the name changed with each member getting to select a name. The Noise Complaints eventually took hold, based loosely on the noise of the Jets. Miniature Horse Show. A different sort of conveyance will be highlighted at the car show with an outdoor parade of miniature horses and their carts between noon and 1 p.m. Prizes will be awarded by a panel of judges. The Saskatchewan Miniature Horse Club show is taking place indoors at the Golden Mile Arena, beginning at 8 a.m. The show is expected to attract exhibitors from across the Prairie Provinces and British Columbia. About 40 horses competed last year. Horses accumulate points based on the number of horses they defeat in a variety of classes, from halter or in-hand classes, driving or cart classes. In the obstacle classes, the handler maneuvers the horse through obstacles either by leading the horse or driving the cart through the pattern. Some of the show's winning horses will advance to national shows usually held in the United States. Spectators are welcome to view the indoor classes on July 22 and are invited to return to attend the July 23 classes that run from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Other attractions. The car show committee will welcome Rod Dagnian of Saskatoon with his extensive collection of military memorabilia, said to be the largest in Saskatchewan. His display will be set up in the Exhibition Convention Center and he will be on hand to answer questions from visitors. It is also hoped to have banners relating to veterans on display. Other static displays will be featured throughout the grounds, including a bullet-riddled Hummer from the Bosnian War, a collection of specialized motorbikes, and cars from the Next Gen Car Club. There will be face painting by Nicole Russell, who also participated in the 2022 show. She will be painting from 11 a.m. to noon and from 1 to 2 p.m. in a shady, grassed area of the grounds. This year's raffle table will include several vehicle-related prizes, including a framed Ford F-Series Evolution poster and another featuring the Camaro Evolution. There will also be a Studebaker brand portable radio and a Volkswagen portable drink cooler. Among the dozens of silent auction items will be a Saskatchewan-themed metal sculpture created by Bill and Laurette Keane, a framed 50s classic car Diamond Dots art project, and a 39x48-inch crocheted wheels blanket. In addition, car show sponsors have also donated a number of items from artwork to gift baskets, suitcases, gift cards and vehicle-related merchandise. There will be a sale of 50 to 50 tickets and food vendors will be open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The show is made possible through the support of local businesses and the efforts of close to 100 volunteers. Further car show information can be found on the Fellowship's Facebook page or by calling 306-692-7357.